And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Recently, the Presbyterian Church, USA, narrowly voted to divest, that is, remove its funds from Caterpillar, Hewlett-Packard, and Motorola, companies that are doing business with the Israeli Defense Forces enforcing the occupation of the West Bank of Palestine. A Presbyterian dictum is doing things decently and in order. Leadership of the National Church met repeatedly with these major corporations over more than 10 years and determined there was not an intent or willingness by CAT, HP, or MOTO to stop the oppression and destruction of the Palestinian communities. There are well over a half dozen of Presbyterian churches in the WCHL listening area. I'm a member of the Church of Reconciliation, seriously Presbyterian, and in the Salam Shalom support group, which sponsors the much-debated bus ads in Chapel Hill City buses, and attended the kerfuffles at the Chapel Hill Town Council over these ads. I heard arrogance, anger, and fear that these ads were anti-Semitic, forgetting the past, and destructive of our community relationships. This national Presbyterian action, based with local support and active support from national efforts, including Jewish Voice for Peace, other Jewish, Muslim, faith-based groups. For me, the issue is simple. I believe that religious bodies which claim commitment to act and use their financial resources for peace and justice must act to stop aggressive oppression which exists in Palestine. Corporate oppressors for profit must hear from us. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.